Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
It's a weird day, isn't it, this post-bank holiday day. There's no actual word for it. I was going to do some kind of phone-in about what's a good name for this day, but I put it out on social media, and the language was so awful about it, I thought we can't use that. In the meantime, I don't know how you're feeling, but I've got like lots of strange stuff floating around in my head from the bank holiday weekend. I thought, let's try something a little bit different on home time today. Richie's away this week, so I thought I'd just muck around and mess around with some stuff. What about this, right? Rather than us having one subject that we kind of stick to for 1 hour, what if I tell you three things that are going around in my mind, and if any of them resonate with you, just get in touch. I mean, maybe none of the three, you just think I'm not interested, and that's absolutely fair enough. That's your right, that's your prerogative. So let's just do a little one-off experiment in this first hour of Home Time this evening called Three Things. So here are the three things that I've got going on that you might want to get back in touch with. First one is first school trips. My middle daughter Thea went to her first ever school trip tail end of last week. Very cute. They all went to like the beach in Southend, collected some shells and had a look around the park, counting squirrels and all that kind of thing. She's only six, but she absolutely loved it. Do you remember what your first ever school trip was? I think I went to Buckfast Abbey. I was going to school in Torquay and just kind of did a little tour of the Abbey. I think I messed around with the clicker thing, you know, the kind of laser clicker which tells you how many people have been through the corridors. So I think one day they had 30,000 people going through as far as the stats were concerned. But you never forget your first school trip, so if you remember that, get in touch. Secondly, have you done a massive U-turn on anything recently? I've always slagged off, unfairly, chips at Chinese takeaways because I thought, well, if you want chips, go to a fish and chip shop because that's their speciality. And I ended up having some because we bought some for a friend that we had over. They had this kind of combo of like chicken and sauce with chips, which I was very sceptical about. And I tried it and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. So I've done a massive U-turn on chips from Chinese takeaways. I just want to apologise to anyone that I've put off having them by slagging them off so verbally and so on social media over all these years. So if you've done a U-turn on anything, get in touch. And the final thing is the return of MFI. Have you heard about this? MFI, which I guess is kind of like a furniture shop or something, or like a DIY shop. I can't really remember, but it's set to make a comeback after being away for 18 years. And MFI was like one of those places your parents used to drag you around back in the day. I think they have a doorbell section where you could just spend most of the day pressing different doorbells. That's what me and my brother used to do. So it does beg the question, what defunct shop or brand that's been away from the British High Street would you like to see make a little comeback? So there you go, those are the three things. First school trip, have you done a U-turn on anything recently? And shop comebacks. Craig from Stafford says, I would definitely bring back Tandy Electrical Store. I think you said back in the day, go in there during half-time and look at the scores on CFAX. I remember that. Hi to Wes and Tracy in Manchester. They say, hi, Bush, we'd love John Menzies to make a comeback. Great place for school stationery. And the Zodiac Toy Store. Proper trip down memory lane there. A lot of you are loving the whole first school trip thing. Simon in Somerset says, Bush, around 1969 to 70, aged about six or seven, our first ever school trip was to Coates Cider Factory in Nailsea near Bristol. We had lunch in the staff canteen and it consisted of a ham and mustard sandwich and half a rough cider. Absolutely magic. Can't see it happening these days. I think you're probably right there, my friend. We've got Rachel Shaw on the line. Rachel, do you remember where your first ever school trip was to?
It was to a butterfly house.
Wow, so your first ever trip was to a butterfly house. Tell us about that. Where was it?
It was in Lancaster, and I was 4 years old at the time, and I'd always had a phobia of butterflies, so it was not a trip that I was looking forward to at all.
How can you have a phobia of butterflies, Rachel? They're lovely.
Yeah, I know, that's what everyone tells me. They say, butterflies are lovely. Why are you scared of them? I don't know why. They just terrify me. They're the scariest thing I've ever had to deal with. And I'm okay with spiders. I work in a school where I deal with picking up spiders and looking under logs and finding lots of bugs, but when it comes to butterflies, they are terrifying.
And still to this day, even going there for a school trip, that didn't cure you?
No, it just made me really sort of cautious of any sort of trips that my mum planned from then on. And I've never drunk on Bongo since. It was just, even the smell of it now with the cartons, everything, I was like, nope. That is another thing that I cannot stand as well.
Wow, what a triggering day out that was for you. A butterfly house with them landed on your face and drinking Umbungo.
Yeah, and I went with my kids. So my kids are, now 15 and 11. I went with them about 10 years ago to Chester Zoo, which has a butterfly house. So I was obviously like, that, I'm going to avoid that area with the kids. And I was like, no, they're not. We're not going in there. It's boring. Just ignore that place. My toddler, she was 3 at the time, and she is completely mental. She decided to sort of run off, as they do. Turn around, she's gone straight into the butterfly house. It's like she knew. She knew what was going to happen. So I was like, oh no, she's run off. I was like, do I just leave her to it, or do I have to? I was like, I best go, because obviously doing the right thing as a parent, it comes before your phobia of butterflies.
Brilliant. So what did you do? Put your cuckoo all over the top of your head and just go in and hold your breath?
I sort of ran in. I was like, I hope she's near the door. I can just grab her and pull her back out. No, she was straight in there. She just turned around and gave me this cheeky smile. Like, I know exactly what I'm doing. You're going to have to follow me in. So I went in sort of screaming and flinching every time something flew near me, grabbed her hand and dragged her out. And I must have looked like the worst parent in the world. I'm going, oh, no, no, please don't. Just come out. I was screaming at the top of my voice. And my daughter still remembers that now and laughs about it. She said, do you remember the time when we went into the butterfly house? Yes, I do. Yes, I do remember that time.
Lovely to speak to you, Rachel. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Just been talking about MFI. I just wanted to double check, actually. MFI, according to Wikipedia, is the once popular British furniture retailer and is set to return to the UK high streets in 2026, almost 20 years after its closure. And it's going to do like homewares, bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms. I swear, when we used to go in there when I was a kid, you could play on the doorbells, much to the annoyance of the staff and my parents as well. But, you know, 2 7- or 8-year-old kids being presented with a fake outside wall with over 100 different doorbells to try out was literally, in a South Devon sense, our equivalent of Disneyland. So, look, what shop would you bring back? Any shop, defunct brand, if you wanted to bring it back, what would it be? Hillary says, Bush, on the subject of returns, does anyone else remember Victoria Wine? Or was that a Southern thing? Oh, I do miss the little offie. The number of marathon bars and vodka mules I bought there back in the day. The memories there for Hillary. Jamie says it has to be BT's model and RC shop. The shelves of Scale Electric and, of course, Toys R Us. I feel bad for my kids, actually, that my girls are going to grow up not knowing what Toys R Us was like. We used to go to one in Birkenhead all the time, that in Liverpool, near Liverpool, that was just absolutely gigantic for a kid. It was like, literally like Toy Story. Look up to the ceiling and like this aircraft hangar full of incredible toys. And it's not even a thing now. The saddest thing is seeing Toys R Us if you go to like a retail park and it's you know, there's not anything in it anymore. It's not open. That's such a shame. Let's bring it back. Let's go to the phones and speak to Elliot. Elliot, what would you like to bring back?
I'd love to bring back Blockbusters. The excitement of a Friday evening, go down, try and get the new film off the shelf. The sort of ups and downs of sometimes it's not there and you have to pick the alternative one, which you weren't ever going to watch of your own volition, but you needed a film, and so you're going to do it. And then, you know, the classic pick and mix and your sweets as well.
I mean, I've put this idea forwards a few times before, but I do miss the jeopardy of you know, somebody else has rented that film, so you can't watch it. And that kind of sometimes pushed you into other movies that you maybe normally wouldn't have gone for because your main choice is gone.
The adventure of the alternative film or a different genre that you didn't normally go into.
Yeah, see, my business idea is this, right? It's Netflix, but with a Blockbusters take. So what happens is, there are only a certain amount of each thing on Netflix, and if somebody else is watching it, you can't watch it at the time. What about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it certainly get you quick on the button if the new one comes out.
Exactly, so there could be a future in that. Elliot, great idea, bring back Blockbuster. Let's go to a different line and speak to Janet, who's got an idea for a shop she'd like to bring back. Janet, what is it?
It was C&A, and I loved the Clockhouse in brand that they did there, but that was years ago when I was at college.
So what, C&A, which is a clothing shop, as anyone listening to this is too young to remember, yeah. C&A, but they had their own brand of a particular type of clothing called Clockhouse.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of look was that, Janet?
Well, back in the 70s, you had your mini skirts and all your like, sort of gear, and it was dead cheap for me going to college, you know. It was a place to go when you were in Glasgow.
It was the place to go?
Yeah.
Okay, and you can't get your hands on any Clockhouse clobber these days then, no?
No, the CNA online, but...
It's not the same, is it, Janet?
No, definitely not.
Okay, so you bring it back?
Yeah, bring it back. Bring it back. That's what I see.
Thank you to everyone who got in touch with our little experiment earlier. We'll put out three phone-ins in one go. Any of them kind of connect or resonate with you, get in touch. One of them in particular, it's got a lot of people talking, was first school trips. My middle daughter, Thea, went for her first ever school trip last week. They went to the beach in Southend. I'm just asking you, do you remember what your first school trip was? Hi to Carol, who's got in touch. She says, my first school trip away from home was outbound on a geography course to Bath. I met the most amazing lads, and OMG, my first kiss was always a memory of my first school trip. Things certainly heated up. We planned to meet in London at a platform at Charing Cross, but I couldn't remember the time and just went and stood there for ages. He never came, or maybe I was too late. You never know. He was gorgeous as well. Maybe I got the platform wrong. Happy Tuesday. All my love from Carol. And that's the ego. It's kind of the romance in the era before WhatsApp and mobile phones, where you can kind of confirm stuff or send text to people and say, I'll meet you at this point. If you missed the appointment back in those days, that was it. You're done and dusted. Carol, thanks for getting in touch.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Now, I know I'm late to the party on this, but can I just say that I had my first ever go on a jet washer at the weekend, and it blew my mind. I borrowed it off a neighbour. We don't own one. I just borrowed the neighbour's one. And it was absolutely amazing. It was beyond my expectations. And genuinely, I've never had so much fun. Bearing in mind, that's the high point of my bank holiday weekend. What a turnaround that's been since the partying days of the past. But it was great. I don't know if you ever had a go on a jet washer before. It seems like a lot of people have got them, but I've never been anywhere near one before in my life. First of all, the raw power. I mean, I love spraying water. There's something childlike about spraying water at people, isn't there? I remember when we were kids, my mum and dad used to run an old people's home in Brixham in Devon. So we had access to low-grade medical equipment. And me and my brother used to, this is quite bad, we used to steal syringes and fire water at each other in the garden during the summer. But this, the jet washer thing, was just next level. I think it's a Karcher or a Kircher or something like that. I felt like the flamethrower guy in one of those Vietnam War movies. You know, the slow guy at the back with a belt-fed hip-action machine gun? Maybe cigar in the corner of my mouth. And then the best bit was as well, you could change the barrel at the end, like Clint Eastwood, and put on a different one that kind of sprayed more in kind of an angle. And you don't realise how dirty, like, I didn't realise how dirty our patio and side path was. I did draw something rude in the dirt, though. Everyone does that, right, when you have a go on a jet washer? Just thought it was par for the course. I was absolutely soaked at the end. I mean, I'm never going to go to Thorpe Park or anything like that and go on like any form of log flume ride or roller coaster. That for me is the closest I'm going to get to an absolute buzz. But do you know what? The other thing that was really struck me about it is it's the first time in ages a physical thing has kind of blown my mind when I've had a go on it. Because I don't know about you, like, you know, you see technology advance with phones and it can do amazing things, but very rarely there's like a physical thing that you can plug in or use, make you think, wow, that's incredible. James says, any neighbours that see you with it will, as per the 1984 small talk law, say, can you do mine when you're finished? I did have a few of those on Saturday. John says, we borrowed our neighbour's jet wash and after 20 minutes, the missus using the thing, it caught fire. He says, yes, a water-based apparatus actually caught fire. Lesson learned. Nikki in Nottingham says, I bought my fella a Ego Power Plus leaf blower for Christmas, the very same one used by an F1 team to cool their race cars. He immediately built it and used it indoors, blowing the Christmas tree over. We now use it to blow dry the cars. They've been washed, says Nikki. Incredible. Now, here's the thing, an item that's blown someone's mind. A message from Carl in rainy Sutton Coalfield. It says, Bush, recently went to pick up some new glasses. And whilst in there, I was able to try on some new style glasses, Nuance Audio, that have integrated hearing assistance in them. Usual thing that the wife thinks I'm going deaf. They're real James Bond-esque. You can have all-round booster or just focus it so that sounds straight in front of you are really clear, to the point that you can hear individuals crystal clear from 12 metres away that are chatting between themselves. Wow, that's it. First of all, I'm always being told that I'm definitely going deaf. Like, what, 5 or 6 years in a band practices every week and all that kind of stuff. I'm definitely, and obviously doing this job, I have my headphones are really loud, so they sound great. Secondly, anyone getting vibes of the old, do you remember the Whisper 2000? The little black box thing that you could get. It looked like a Walkman or whatever from the 1980s. And it promised you in the brochure that you could eavesdrop conversations from 10 or 12 metres away. Carl, I might have to look into that.
10 weeks of tickets.
So we want to send you to some amazing gigs over the summer thanks to 10 weeks of tickets, because you deserve it. We've got some brilliant tickets to give away this week. Today, though, your chance to go and see Pulp at Birmingham's Utilita Arena on the 19th of June. We're playing a little competition called...
Shapes, Mistakes, Misfits.
There you go, Miss Shapes. Taking you back to your GCSE maths classes. I've been putting your skills of geometry to the test. If ABC is a triangle, angle A is 30 degrees, angle B is 60 degrees, what does angle C equal? Hoping to answer that huge question is Karen from Birmingham. How are you doing, Karen?
Hi, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. How was your bank holiday weekend? Was it all right?
It was okay. Yeah, it was good. It was very rainy yesterday in Birmingham, but it was still lovely to have a day off work.
Give us a highlight. One particular thing that sticks in your mind that was good.
I think the indie disco was one of my highlights.
Thank you so much, the indie disco all day. I want to say massive. I had so many lovely messages from people all day because I was doing it for 10 hours, but just getting to peer into your lives to see what you're up to was a real privilege. So thank you very much for that, Karen.
We really enjoyed it, actually. That's just our era, the 90s. So
clearly have impeccable taste. Well, let's hopefully win you these tickets. So, taking you back to maths at school, let me ask you the question again. If ABC is a triangle, Karen, angle A is 30 degrees, angle B is 60 degrees, what does angle C equal?
Well, you're taking me back quite a few years, but I believe it's 90 degrees.
And why is that, Karen?
Because I think every angle of a triangle adds up to 180 degrees.
Yes, you've won the tickets. I don't fundamentally understand it, but that doesn't matter because you've won, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Your husband in the background.
Excited.
So you're going to go and see Pulp at Birmingham's Utilita Arena on the 19th of June. How good is that?
It's absolutely amazing. We're over the moon. Honestly, it's fantastic.
Well, God bless you. And you said it's your kind of ear as well. What a great band Pulp are.
Absolutely. Them and the Jam, can't beat them.
Two classics. Lovely to speak to you. Have a brilliant rest of your Tuesday evening. If you missed out today, there are more great tickets to be won online. Listen to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show and Home Time tomorrow. We'll both be giving away more tickets to go and see Pulp.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.